Okay, welcome to the vocabulary lesson for the validation article. Let's get started. I'm not going to do all of the vocabulary, just some of the more frequent or more difficult words. Okay, in the beginning here, I use the phrase glance over. I'm narrating, I say, I glance over the test scores again. To glance over something is to look at it very quickly. Usually you would say, I glanced over the tests, I glanced over the article, I glanced over the letter. To glance is to look at something very quickly and then look away again. Okay? Next, I use the phrase drawn to in the next paragraph. I say, my eyes are drawn to two sets of numbers, two names. To be drawn to something means to be attracted to it. It means there's something about it, it makes you want to look at it. Makes you want to get closer to it. So drawn to means attracted to. All right. A little bit later, a couple paragraphs later, I use the word harangued. Harangue is a verb, to harangue. And in the sentence I say that my students actually followed the method I continually harangued the class about. So I was always haranguing my class about using input-based methods. And to harangue is, it's similar to the word nag, which we'll discuss later, but it means to say something again and again and again. It means you want someone to do something, and maybe they don't do it, so you tell them again and again and again. So I would harangue my class about using these methods. I would say, you need to listen to English every day. You need to listen to English every day. You need to listen to English every day. I'm trying to convince them. I'm trying to persuade them, and so I repeatedly tell them to do this again and again and again. That's called haranguing, or the verb is to harangue. All right, and then a little bit later in that paragraph, I use the adverb faithfully. I mentioned that one of these students, Kyung, joined the linguist and that she faithfully uses their system. To faithfully do something is to do it with a strong belief. With strong confidence. So you're not just doing it because someone tells you to do it. You're not just doing it with half an effort or with just a little bit of effort. It means you really believe what you're doing. You think it's a good thing and you really, really, really want to do it. So that's faithfully. So Kyung faithfully follows the linguist system. She's following it because she really believes it will work. And it does. All right, and then in that same paragraph, the next sentence, as a matter of fact, I mentioned that both students also read for fun, and that they mostly read easy materials, such as National Geographic for kids, or adolescent novels. Adolescent is a certain age. It's the age before teenager. So teenagers, we usually say 15-year-old, 16, 17, 18, 19. We describe people that age as teenagers. But people who are children, who are about 11, 12, 13, 14, in that age, that middle school age, we call them adolescents. Adolescents. So an adolescent novel is a novel, a book. It's a book for children that age. So my students, even though these are graduate students, actually, they are reading books that are for middle school children, adolescent children. All right, in the next paragraph, I use the word jargon. I said, in TESOL jargon, these two students followed an input-based approach. Jargon, it means special vocabulary. It's special vocabulary for a certain job or a certain business or a certain field. For example, you know, biology has certain jargon. Biologists know this vocabulary. Other people don't. Well, teachers also have jargon. In TESOL, which is teaching English to speakers of other languages, teaching English as a foreign language, you know, teachers who do that, we have kind of a special vocabulary too. And so input-based approach, that's a kind of vocabulary that we use. Most English teachers understand what that means, but maybe people who are not English teachers don't know that. So jargon is the special vocabulary of a field or a certain job. Alrighty, Exceptional, of course, means special, amazing, great. All right, in that same next paragraph, I mentioned the bulk of their study time was spent reading and listening to understandable and interesting English materials. The bulk of means most of. So the bulk of their study time was spent reading and listening. Most of their study time was spent reading and listening. So the bulk of means most of. Alrighty then. Then on to the next page of the learning guide. You'll see a couple of similar words here. First is the word nag. I say, I always nag and cajole my students to focus on comprehensible input. To nag is quite similar to harangue, which I just told you about. If you nag someone, you tell them to do something again and again and again, usually because they're not doing it. The best example is a mother and her children. My mom would nag me about cleaning my room. AJ, clean your room. And I'd say, okay, mom, okay. But I didn't do it. So then she would tell me again a few minutes later, AJ, clean your room. And a couple minutes later, AJ, clean your room. And then again, AJ, clean your room. AJ, clean your room. So she's nagging me, right? It's kind of like complaining again and again and again and again about something. And then in that same phrase, I use the word cajole, to cajole. Cajole means, again, to try to persuade someone. It's the idea of almost trying to push them to do something. So you're trying to convince them. You're begging them. Maybe you're pushing them a little bit. Do this, do this, do this. And you're trying to change their mind about something. That's cajole. So there's a little bit similar meaning there, nag and cajole. And comprehensible input means understandable input. So what you have to listen to something you understand. If you don't understand it, you won't learn anything. You need to understand about 90% of it. So that's comprehensible. All right. In that same paragraph, you see the word quantitatively. That's a nice long word. I say, it was thrilling to see this knowledge illustrated quantitatively. Thrilling, of course, means exciting. Illustrated means shown, or sometimes it means proven. But quantitatively means with numbers, or numerically is another way to say that. So I knew that these methods were better, but in my own experience, in my own classes, I had never done like a pre-test and post-test research to show with numbers that this method is better. So this was my first chance to see with numbers in person with my own classroom, my own students. All right, in the same sentence, as a matter of fact, I use the phrase dramatic fashion, in dramatic fashion. It was exciting to see this knowledge illustrated quantitatively in such dramatic fashion. In dramatic fashion means in a strong way, in a powerful way, in a very noticeable way, something that everybody sees and notices. Easy to notice it, very powerful. So in a powerful way, in dramatic fashion. Alrighty, moving on then. I use the word replicate, skipping a paragraph here. I say many research studies replicate these findings. So I said this is not an isolated incident. An isolated incident means a special experience, something that doesn't usually happen. But this is not an isolated incident. This is a common incident. It's something that happens a lot. Many research studies find the same results. And I mentioned, many research studies replicate these findings. Findings means results. Replicate means repeat or copy. And sometimes it can have both meanings together, to repeat and copy. So many research studies replicate these same results. They repeat these same results. When they study and compare input-based methods and analysis-based methods, the input-based methods always win, or 99% of the time. Okay, and then in the next paragraph, you see the word starkly. I say, I have never seen this phenomenon so starkly illustrated in person in a quantitative way. Starkly means in a strong and obvious way, in a strong and powerful way. So it's an adverb. Okay, in a strong, powerful way that's very obvious. Starkly also has the idea of obvious. Everyone sees it. And then I mentioned in a quantitative way. So the opposite, not the opposite, but the another way, another kind of knowledge or proof is qualitative. Qualitative, but there's an L in there. Qualitative means not, without numbers. So I have a lot of qualitative experiences. I can observe my students. I see that certain students usually do better. It's the ones who follow the input-based methods. But this time I have a quantitative proof. In other words, I have numbers, test scores, to prove what's happening. Okay, in the next paragraph, we use the word validation, which is also the title of this article. Say, these results are a small but powerful validation of my own teaching approach. Validation is proof or evidence that proves something is correct. So it means positive proof or positive evidence. It's something that proves you are correct or something is correct. In this case, my two students who improved so much faster, they are validation for my teaching methods or for input-based methods, not just my methods. Anyone can use these methods. In the same paragraph, I use the verb exhort. I say, and the methods I continually exhort my students to follow. Exhort is, again, has the idea of trying to persuade, trying to convince, trying to even sell. Okay, I exhort my students to follow an input-based methods. So it means I'm try to convince my students. I tell them very strongly, you should do this. That's exhorting. All right. In the next paragraph, we see the word plea. I say, I now carry this plea to you. I now bring this plea to you. A plea is a request. It means I'm asking you to do something. A plea is actually a very strong request. So I'm saying, please, please, please do this. Please use an input-based method. Please don't analyze English. That is my plea. That is my strong request. And finally, at the end, you'll see the phrase rely on. Do not rely on textbooks. To rely on something is to depend on it. It's to use it too much. So do not use textbooks too much. Do not rely on textbooks. Do not depend on textbooks. Textbooks are not very good. Okay, that's it for today's vocabulary lesson for the Validation Podcast.